tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman, and a decision today could ban Russia from the Olympics. The group, the IAAF, has upheld its ban on Russia's track and field team for the Rio de Janeiro Olympics. The Russian sports ministry says it was notified of the decision by track and field's world governing body, which ruled that the country has not done enough to earn reinstatement. This suspension was imposed in November following a report by a World Anti-Doping Agency commission that alleged state-sponsored cheating, corruption, and cover-ups in Russian track and field. The Russian ministry said it was extremely disappointed by the decision. It appealed to the International Olympic Committee to consider the impact of our athletes' exclusion will have on the dreams and the people of Russia. The IOC meets Tuesday and could overrule the IAAF ban by allowing members of the Russian team to compete. Iraqi Special Forces soldiers recaptured a Fallujah City municipal building from Islamic State fighters Friday after a nearly month-long battle to reach that city's core. Once a stronghold for IS militants, Iraqi forces backed by U.S.-led airstrikes have been able to push IS out of the city center, marking a symbolic victory for the coalition forces, that according to Iraq's federal police chief. IS captured Fallujah in 2014, but after heavy fighting over the past month, Iraqi forces have been able to retake nearly half of the city. In this latest offensive, troops entered the city around 6 in the morning and were met by very little resistance from IS militants. An army spokesman said there is a mass flight of Daesh IS to the west that explains this lack of resistance. This is VOA News. Russian